everyone. Welcome back to The Fallen Phoenix. I'm your host, Saitel. And today, we're diving into the world of superheroes, but with a twist. We're going to talk about their evolution, how they've changed, what they represent now, and how they reflect the world around us. Superheroes have always been larger than life. But what do they really mean in today's world? I've got some incredible guests with me today to break it all down. So let's get into it. Please welcome Tian and Mylene.
Hello everyone, I'm Tian. I'm very excited to be here.
Hey, I'm Mylene. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Whether it's DC or Marvel, I'm ready to discuss anything. It's going to be a fun conversation because I love superhero movies.
Perfect. So I will actually be giving you guys a series of questions and you could answer as you wish. All right. So let me ask you, who's your favorite superhero, whether it's from when you were a kid or even now? What makes them stand out for you?
Definitely Wonder Woman. She's such an iconic character, not just in comics, but in pop culture as a whole. The perfect blend of power and empathy seems to define her personality the best, and this is what draws her unique and loyal fans. She believes in fighting the bad guys, but for her, that doesn't mean beating them up. She's a strong advocate for justice and rights of the vulnerable as well. She's distinct from many other superheroes who try to exhibit unapologetic violence to get their way.
I'd say I'm kind of in the middle. I don't really have a single favorite superhero because each has their own unique charm. You know, they all stand out to me since I was a kid and their powers are just really cool to me. But honestly, I think Ghost Rider, I feel like his character is really cool. But yeah, it doesn't really have that much depth to it. So that's why I don't really have a favorite superhero in mind.
Wow, that is really interesting. Well, my favorite superhero, well, one of them, would be The Flash. But then, what about your views on the superhero genre?
In my view, it is important how dynamically it can change to accommodate the needs of today. And that is what makes this genre so intriguing. They adapt to new realities. During the Golden Age, superheroes fought for justice amid great depression and the Second World War. In the 60s, you had X-Men and during the Civil Rights Movement. Nowadays, superheroes are grappling with identity, mental health, and climate change.
I've always thought superheroes kind of show how much we all crave protection. Like, they reflect how people often feel threatened or unsafe. Like, what's interesting is that superheroes are usually seen as something for kids, but I feel like adults might actually relate to them more, you know? They deal with more situations that adults can really understand, but the stories are usually toned down for children. And yet, it's the adults who seem to need saving the most. It's a pretty unnatural but captivating dynamic when you really think about it.
I do have to agree with you all because this genre has brought a whole different view politically and socially. I actually find it really interesting how it can entertain us but also leave a valuable lesson. And I am especially intrigued about two superhero movies, one of them being Wonder Woman. And so then, what about icons like Black Panther, Superman, or Wonder Woman? What sets them apart for you?
Yeah, those are great heroes, but I feel like they're seen in a different light, especially when it comes to culture. Wonder Woman's strength is often downplayed, maybe to appeal to a broader audience, maybe. But I feel like that takes away from her full potential. But meanwhile, Black Panther embraces culture and history, making the character feel more powerful and relatable.
I'd agree with that. Each of these heroes have their own unique story, but at the same time, they share some common themes. Wonder Woman is unique because she bridges the gap between warrior and peacemaker. She comes from Themyscira, raised from Amazon, trained of battle, yet she always seeks diplomacy first. She represents empowerment, justice, and equality, embodying both the strength and the wisdom of a leader. Well, unlike Superman, who hides behind the civilian identity, and also Black Panther, who rules from throne, Wonder Woman is like a public figure, openly fighting for those who can't fight for themselves. Her storylines often explore themes of feminism, mythology, and the balance of power and compassion.
Amazing. And then just to have a little context, because I know there might be some of us who still haven't watched the movie, Wonder Woman is about Diana, an Amazonian princess who leaves her island after meeting Steve Trevor, an American pilot caught up in World War I. She thinks Ares is behind the war, but as she fights, she uncovers her true origins as Zeus' daughter. In the end, she realizes that it's just not Ares causing the chaos, it's humanity's own choices that drive conflict. This was a solid movie for entertainment and just for solid, good actors. Now, having a small background of what the film is about, what was your initial reaction to the film?
Yeah, that's a solid take, but my opinion on the film, honestly, I feel like Wonder Woman was supposed to be this powerful story of strength and courage, especially for women. But in the end, it kind of felt like just another entertaining action movie with a little depth. Maybe even catering more to the male gaze than we'd expect from a feminist superhero.
It's fascinating, but I'm a little disagree on that. The progress superhero cinema achieved with the release of Wonder Woman movie, that's a landmark moment for the genre. I think everyone has to agree the movie has been an overdue release when Wonder Woman came out in 2017. Seeing it in DC Universe is not only adding another film to the timeline, it is an opportunity that was seized by Patty Jenkins when she directed it and Gal Gadot acted in it. That is where the cultural significance of the movie emerges from. It was indeed, remember, a woman superhero lit blockbuster movie which was driven by a female character. A female director, I mean. That adds a new level of appreciation to this film.
My first reaction to the film was actually of surprise. Like, I absolutely loved everything about the film, the actors, all the side effects, and especially the message that it left to many of us. How successful was this film, and what made it very successful?
Well, Wonder Woman probably achieved its greatest success culturally. It marked a great step forward for women in Hollywood, especially in the superhero film industry. The emergence of new and strong and caring female superhero was extraordinary, to say the least. From a feminist perspective, this character enriches the narrative. Diana in particular has a no man's land scene in which she performs acts of God that makes a person inspired and unforgettably wild. This no man's land moment has become an iconic image for her heroism as it encapsulates the show Wonder Woman. So yes, the impact of Wonder Woman goes beyond merely just like dollars. It fundamentally changed the game. The character opened the door for the production of more superhero movies with female leads such as Black Widow and Captain Marvel, and it has shown that people wanted more such diverse and powerful stories.
I'm really glad it was such a huge success at the box office, and I think it's a big part of that. You know, that was the stunning graphics, but I feel like Wonder Woman missed a big opportunity to really emphasize its feminist themes. Kind of like how Black Panther nailed its focus on identity and empowerment. If the movie had leaned into Diana's strength and independence with that kind of depth, it would have had such a bigger impact. Imagine if it really explored how society challenges her as a woman. Breaking through those gender norms, that could have made her journey even more powerful.
Taking into account the success of the film and after listening to you guys, how could Wonder Woman actually have been represented better?
Well, let's talk about representation. While Wonder Woman was a milestone for female representation in superhero films, the cast and story still lack diversity. The Amazons, for instance, are a global tribe of women in the comics, but the film didn't fully lean into that potential. It could have been shown more women of like different backgrounds and give them speaking roles or meaningful moments.
Yeah, Wonder Woman does a lot right, but it kind of misses that deeper dive into its feminist themes. It's like Black Panther, that movie really hit the mark when it came to cultural representation, making those themes central to the whole story. I felt like Wonder Woman had that potential to do that something similar to it, but it just didn't dig in as deep as it could have with Diana's empowerment. The source, Wonder Woman, Identity and the Value Representation, really shows how Wonder Woman was lacking when they state viewers aren't walking out with their opinions about gender transformed. Like, yeah, movie is good, but it really could have been better.
I do have to disagree a little bit with you guys, because actually I believe Wonder Woman is a film that empowers women and has concepts of hopes and believing. I was reading the Wonder Woman Identity and the Values of Representation, which is an article by Nicholas Grossman, a senior editor at ARC Digital and a policy professor at the University of Illinois. He said that other characters acknowledge she's attractive, but there are no gracious close-ups of her body parts. She's filmed as a badass, an athlete and warrior, rather than a sex object. I do have to agree with his statement, because Wonder Woman is represented as a warrior, leader, and morally upright. Her character is confident and powerful. In the opening scene of Wonder Woman, where Diana trains with the Amazon, it gives a powerful message about woman's strength, resilience, and importance of sisterhood. And then the Amazons are also portrayed as strong, skilled, and independent, highlighting the undertones of feminism, challenging the conventional trope of women needing a man to guide them. I believe, despite others thinking that it was not representative well enough, it still had some other amazing details.
Yeah, it's like I said, when superhero films focus on feminism and gender equality, it helps move past stereotypes and shows women as more complex characters. It's not just about making them strong, but giving them real depth and control over their own stories. This approach changes how we see female superheroes and the empowerment of women in all kinds of media.
Do you think Wonder Woman could have done the same with its feminist message?
Yeah, I really think Wonder Woman missed a big opportunity to really emphasize its feminist themes, kind of like how Black Panther nailed its focus on identity and empowerment. If the movie had leaned into Diana's strength and independence with that kind of depth, it would have had a much bigger impact. Imagine if it really explored how society challenges her as a woman, breaking through those gender norms. Could have made her journey even more powerful.
Since superheroes often lack crucial moments like these, what do you guys believe? The superhero genre still dominates the movie box, even after 20 years.
Well, I think it's because characters like Black Panther have totally changed how we think about representation. Superheroes aren't just characters anymore, they become cultural icons. They're possibly influencing many things, from fashion to the way we want to advance, like technology-wise, and even how we define what it means to be a hero.
I think that's why we believe heroes have such an impact. They shape so much of our world that it would be strange if they weren't at top. Throughout history, they've been used to show us different perspectives and culture shifts, helping us understand what it was like or what things were like at a certain time. And I'm sure many of the people who are watching this or hearing this can agree as well.
As I was listening to you guys, I'm actually glad that you mentioned Black Panther, because it's also one of my favorite movies. If you guys don't mind, could we spend a few minutes talking about the film?
Yeah, sure.
Of course, I'm glad you bring it up as well, because Black Panther is just amazing, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are excited to be talking about it right now.
Similar to Wonder Woman, I know there might be some of us in the audience that haven't watched Black Panther, so I'll give you guys a small summary. The film is about T'Challa, the newly crowned king of Wakanda after his father's death. Upon the return of T'Challa to protect Wakanda, he's challenged by Eric Killmonger, his vengeful cousin with a painful backstory. Killmonger wants to use Wakanda's advanced resources to fuel a revolution to empower black people in an oppressed world. As the story evolves, T'Challa has to face what kind of king he wants to be and how he will hold the legacy of his dad. Speaking of Killmonger, Michael B. Jordan absolutely crushed the role. How does Black Panther nail the portrayal of its villain, especially when it comes to politics and cultural divides?
Killmonger is not just a villain. He shows a major political and cultural divide.
His anger comes from struggles of oppressed communities, and he challenges Wakanda's decision to stay isolated.
Honestly, for those who haven't watched Wakanda, I recommend it because, I mean, Killmonger thinks Wakanda should use his power to help people worldwide, even if it means using force. As Adam Suhr writes in The Tragedy of Eric Killmonger, T'Chaka abandoned Killmonger in Oakland, California, the birthplace of Black Panther Party, leaving Killmonger literally and figuratively an orphan, who sees in his lost homeland a chance to avenge the millions of Black people extinguished in the void, and those who still suffer in its wake. I mean, this character was abandoned and is still trying to stick up for what he believes is right. And I feel like a lot of people think the same about his character. We honestly are kind of in the middle of whether he's a villain or not. His character makes T'Challa and all of us question the balance between protecting your culture and getting involved globally.
I really love how you touch on cultural and identity. I've been thinking about it myself. So then, what's your take on how Black Panther highlights the importance of unity and empowerment for Black communities, both in Africa and globally?
This is just a deep personal opinion, but I feel like Black Panther really shows how Wakanda's strength and resources could lift Black communities worldwide. This film contrasts Wakanda's isolation with the struggle of African migration and emphasizing the real progress happens when we work together.
Honestly, yeah, T'Challa's choice to share Wakanda's wealth represents the power of collaboration, while Killmonger's character highlights the disconnect many people, Black people, feel from their roots. That's what I'm assuming. Ultimately, the movie shows that empowerment isn't just about individual success. It's about coming together for greater good.
How do you think Black Panther did with representing women, especially in their scenes?
That's good that you mentioned that. I think they did an amazing job. I've never seen female characters get that much depth without it feeling forced or like they're just there to support the men. Each one had their own arc, their own strength, and it just felt so real and balanced.
The women being warriors and creating these timeless pieces, it was just effortless. Yet everything they did felt so incredibly well crafted. It was like they didn't have to try hard to make an impact, but when they did, it was powerful.
Yes, definitely. Black Panther left a permanent mark on me because it was the first major superhero film that was centered around a Black character and explored the African culture in such a rich way.
Yeah, because looking back at the film, I believe this film brought many new changes to the big screen, being that it was the first hero movie that incorporated people of color and the representation of them was incredible. I mean, the film was most likely relatable to many, especially toward, you know, African Americans who get to see the representation in a superhero movie.
Now, I personally believe everything was done right with this film. Actually, in the film review, Let's Talk About Black Panther and Characterization, published on March 12, 2018 by Kitty Gowry, she states the following: the superhero film was different. There's the obvious reason that it puts an African and African American cast front and center. It's also quite political, the storyline and the significance of its release in today's political climate. The film was also a cultural phenomenon. It sparked conversations between the audience about representation, race, and African identity.
The ancestral plane in Black Panther draws inspiration from actual African spiritual traditions. Like ancestral plane is derived from a range of African religions that disseminate the idea of coexistence of living and the dead. Well, as part of preserving cultural heritage, many African societies engage in rituals like ceremonies and offering of sacrifices to the dead. This is depicted when T'Challa, India, tries to talk to his father and other, like dad, Black Panther, and if to say, these men never die, they just fade away and leave wisdom for all of us. This is like the concept of ancestors' wisdom never dying.
I mean, Black Panther is a film that changed the views of many because it made an accurate representation of African culture. It was a way of making the culture well-known and breaking certain stereotypes towards the culture. For example, the coronation scene where T'Challa was formally crowned as King of Wakanda was not only a ceremony but a cultural showcase of African traditions. The music, the costume, and rituals are a reflection of various African traditions and practices, providing the audience an authentic experience of the culture.
Yeah, it's a great take because I think Black Panther nailed the balance between staying true to its comic roots and making the story feel fresh. It kept the essence of T'Challa's and Wakanda's, you know, intact, but also used the movie to dive into real world themes like identity and power. Like, yeah, but I'd also say it goes beyond looking cool. The tech in Black Panther was so international. It wasn't just about advanced weaponry, it was about empowerment. As Victoria Johnson from Mashable puts it, Wakanda couldn't be like any other setting in the MCU. It had to blend African tradition with mind-blowing technology to create ultimate Afrofuturistic society. The way they portrayed the woman, especially in these tech scenes, is really powerful. It made the tech feel almost like an extension of their strength.
Similar to what I asked with Wonder Woman, do you guys think this film was a success in the medium?
The way it blended that classic comic vibe with such modern and cultural relevance was honestly thoughtful. It gave the film real depth and the meaning.
I mean, it's definitely a success from what we previously discussed. I mean, the technology and the community just brought this all together. This is really a great film, honestly.
I would love to start this question off with a quote from A Time Review by Jamil Smith. He says the following: "This is not just a movie about a black superhero. It's very much a black movie. It carries the weight that neither Thor nor Captain America could lift, serving a black audience that has long gone underrepresented. For so long, films that depict a reality where whiteness isn't the default have been ghettoized. Black Panther is a film to change the views of many because it made an accurate representation of African culture. It was a way of making the coronation scene, for example, where T'Challa was formally crowned as the king of Wakanda, was not only a ceremony but a cultural showcase of African traditions, providing the audience an authentic experience of the culture."
And now to wrap all of this, the superhero genre still maintains to be so popular among all genres after so many years because superheroes are individuals that we can all relate with themes of personal growth, redemption, and overcoming adversities. Superheroes have become a symbol of heroism and justice, more towards the male audience, but with the integration of more female films, such as Wonder Woman, it has created a space for females to also feel more closely related to those heroines. A big thing why I think the superhero still maintains its popularity is due to its high quality in visuals. The films are filled with colors and advanced CGI that has kept the fans captivated. Wonder Woman and Black Panther are two films that once again prove to us why the superhero genre still maintains its popularity even after 20 years. Wonder Woman has the representation of a strong woman, while Black Panther introduces cultural diversity.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Even though I do believe, you know, some hero movies still need to work on some characters, they will still remain relevant to this day. You know, especially with the CGI getting better and fans just relating more and more to characters, I assure you, superhero genre will maintain its popularity.
Well, this was definitely fun. Thanks to everyone for joining us today on this special episode. Thank you, Mylene and Chan, for being here and sharing with us your different points of view.
Yeah, this was a great talk. We had amazing time breaking down Wonder Woman and Black Panther, two legendary icons who have left a mark on superhero culture. I mean, these characters mean a lot to me, so it was great to dive in and share thoughts with you all.
Yeah, it was really a fun experience to talk about superhero and this podcast. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.